Hey YouTube, I am going to fix my flying crank ghost. I got a new motor today. I got it from Monster Guts, $80 roughly. And I'm going to replace the old motor, which does not work. Put this one on and we'll see how it goes. This is my garage. Every year I do a haunted walkthrough in my garage. I clean it out and I've got all these decorations. A lot of them I made myself. And we open the door up and we make a walkthrough through the garage. You start here, walk all the way around, come out this side over here, and then come through here, and then we go out. And the kids love it. Everybody loves my haunted garage. Getting a jump start on it this year. I take a week off before Halloween every year, but I want to get a jump start on it because I want to ramp it up. I want to do more things this year. But number one is to fix my flying crank ghost. Now, if you don't know what that is, I'll put a picture of it. I'll actually put videos of it working in the past. I'm not going to give you a tutorial on how to make the flying crank ghost. I will kind of go through and show you what I've done and how I made it. There's plenty of tutorials on flying crank ghosts on YouTube on how to make the actual ghost and how to make the cross T and how to make the arm and all that. The problem is the motor. Delsan used to make a motor that was perfect for it. They stopped using it. And now everyone just kind of goes, well, find a motor that does this. You know, it's got this much torque and does this. Well, that's not so easy. So what I did is I bought one from Monster Guts. It's actually a wiper motor, but it has a speed control, because you want it to be about 5 to 7 RPMs. That's perfect. I used to use rotisserie motors. They would wear out within a couple of years and they were not fast enough. And then you get some of the cheaper motors that are only $10 that are 5 to 7 RPMs and they just don't have enough torque and they won't do it. So we're going to put it together today and we'll see if we can get this thing working. Okay, so the basic structure of the flying crank ghost is you basically take two pieces of wood and you nail them together, screw them together, whatever, to make a cross T. And then you mount your motor, you put your ghost and everything. I used to just put it up there on the rafter, you know, where the garage door railings were. Last year I built a housing for it. So the cross T just fits across here. The ghost hangs down in there. That's how we do it now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the old motor off, put the new motor in. Now for the arm that moves around, you're going to get a piece of aluminum stock, probably about a foot, maybe a foot and a half long. You're going to drill two holes in it. This will attach to the motor. And the other one, you're going to buy a long screw and three washers with a bigger washer with three holes cut into it. And what you're going to do is you're going to make it so that this will actually spin around. And that's how the marionette moves, because this goes around and around and that actually stays in place. I can do this real quick. I can show you. Hold on. See. Like, see how that moves? So I've taken the old motor off. I'm going to probably use it for something else because I think it still works. It just didn't do the job very well for this ghost. I'm going to put the new motor on and I'll show you when it's put on, what it looks like. When you make your cross T, going to take three eye hooks and they're self-tapping, so you just screw them in is what I did. Put one on each end here and then one in the back for the head, so you have the two arms and the head. So I've got the arm attached to the new motor, just took one of the drilled holes and put it through there and screwed it. See if it works. Okay, so what I've done here, I've mounted it, set it up on its resting place here. As you can tell, it just sets on there. And I zip tied the motor to the bracket. I couldn't find any way to
mount it. So I just used zip ties. Somebody else on YouTube had done that. And then here we've got the controls. That's the speed control. It goes to a power strip. And then it's hooked to a tension cord. Oops. And so what I do is I just flip this switch and it should work. Let's see. It's got a speed control. I can make it go faster or slower. Obviously, I don't want it to go that fast for the Ghost. About that fast. And we'll see once she's hooked what I need to do. So we'll put the Ghost up next. So I had to move the motor from the front to the back. And I had to move the eye hook up there, because with the rotisserie motors, I had the motor sitting on top with the arm coming through this hole. But with this, I can't do this. It's going to have to be mounted on the same side that the Ghost is at. And if I don't put it in the back, then it's going to get all tangled up. So that's where we're at now. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to take some fishing line. We're going to tie it to the three holes. One in the middle goes through the middle eye hole for the head. And then the one on this side goes to one arm. And then this goes to the other arm. And this is how we're going to string up our Ghost. And you want to string it up with either the bar in the very front, like I have it, or in the very back. And what this is gonna do is you just need to realize if you're in the front, that's when the Ghost is gonna be at the lowest position. So you want the head low and the arms high. If it's in the back, that's gonna be its highest position. You want the head high and the arms low. So let's string up the Ghost. So this is my Ghost, Eleanor. And basically what you do is you take some wire hangers and you make joints. And then you stick the head on. Like I said, I'm not going to go over that because there are plenty of YouTube tutorials for that. But you just get cheesecloth. Use Rit Whitener so it'll come up under a black light. And then you just string her up. And we'll see if she works. And here is the finished product. Then you hook up one of those black lights. I've got it running to my power strip and set up a fog machine, also going to the power strip. Then she looks like this. And with the fog machine and the blue light, she looks like this. And with the lights completely out, she looks like this. Pretty cool. It's a pain in the ass, I'll tell you. Every year I spend hours on this Ghost, but it's always worth it because it's such a cool effect. So there you have it. That's my Flying Crank Ghost, Eleanor Rigby. Happy Halloween.